Total Tuscany Podcast, number one. Hello and welcome to the first ever Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice, joined by co-founder and co-publisher of TotalTuscany.com, Mr. Pat Campagna. You know, when you do a podcast about Italy, I think you have to have an Italian, and you're the resident Italian.
I'm the token Italian.
Hey, you know what? I'm excited to start this venture, Pat, because you and I have been in love with Tuscany for a long time. We've made several visits to the region, and we got together and decided, you know what? Why not talk about it? Why not blog about it? Why not create our own content, but also share other content? Because as we're starting to find out, there's so many people that are passionate about Italy and about Tuscany the same way we are.
You know, I think, yeah, we have a desire to share this passion with other people, and I love hearing about Tuscany. I like sharing stories, and when I bring it up with somebody at the office or in my daily routine, and they start telling me that they've been, it's just a great experience. I want to hear from our listeners as well.
You know, it's amazing because this started with a basic Twitter account, and it's amazing how fast things can spread on social media. It really is a pay it forward or a network marketing tool, and I use that in a terms of, you know, not a pyramid scheme, but of a way to communicate and share content with people that you're passionate about and find content with subjects that you're passionate about. And starting with a Twitter account, it's grown into a website and now a podcast, Facebook page. But it's amazing how there is a group of people that share the love and the passion for the Tuscan region. And I think it really boils down to the way of life when you experience it firsthand, when you make that first visit to Tuscany and you find yourself going back over and over and over again. It's the way of life that really, I think, attracts people to Tuscany. Not necessarily the landscapes, which are beautiful, not necessarily the wine, which is delicious, and same with the food, but I think it comes down to a lifestyle.
Well, yeah, you see that lifestyle, you want that for yourself. And it's really about getting back. And when we can't go back, it's about talking about getting back. And so, yeah, we're right there.
It's funny, even though we are based in the United States, and Pat has been to Tuscany several times, I've been several times, we've usually go with each other. The last time I had to go by myself because he didn't want to go with me for some reason. But even though we're based in the United States, we find ourselves being drawn back to the Tuscan region and talking about Tuscany, sharing stories about Tuscany. So as this podcast develops, as the website and the blog develops, our promise to you is to share interesting content, to share original content, and also share other people's content. Because we don't have a market on the stories that come out of Tuscany. There's so many people that go there and visit, that take wonderful pictures, that write wonderful stories, wonderful blog posts. And we really want this to be a conduit to or for people that they can just come to our website or come to this podcast, learn something new about Tuscany, but not just from us, but from the many other dedicated bloggers, website hosts, and travel writers out there that share that same passion for the region. So I'm looking forward to this venture, whether it's, we hope to do a podcast once a week, but as long as you and I can talk about Tuscany, I think it keeps the region in our hearts and in our minds, and we're there like all the time.
And I think it would be so rewarding if somebody that didn't think they could go to Tuscany, after listening to us and after reading our material and reading the material that we gather for them, that they decide to go, and then they share that with us.
Well, and not only that, but if you have questions about Tuscany, I there's so much to learn. I've been several times. I still haven't seen the entire region. Because I tend to take my time. I tend to be a traveler that doesn't plan. You're the planner. I'm the kind of free spirit when we go on the road together with our wives. But it's one of those things where if you want to go to Tuscany, if you're thinking about it, you and I are going to be very accessible. You can contact us on the webpage. You can email us. You can leave comments on blog postings. We're going to be accessible to answer your questions, whether it comes to what to pack, where to go, where to fly into, should I rent a car, should I not rent a car. There's so many things that I'm sure are overwhelming for people who have never been there. that I think we can give really good advice to.
Oh, absolutely. And if we don't know the answer, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
We want to know for ourselves.
And that's exactly right. Because somebody will tell you that they have all the answers, and they may have a lot of them, but I still think on every venture, on every trip, there's always something to learn. A little bit about both Pat and myself, we're completely different people, but we travel really well together. Our wives travel really well together. We noticed the first time when we went to Tuscany that we were good travel partners. And that first trip, we rented a villa just outside San Gimignano. We were basically called that home base for 17 days, and we had 15 people with us. It was a huge undertaking. We didn't know what we were doing. We're scared. We rented cars, and we drove from Rome all the way up to San Gimignano, which, by the way, if you're only going to go to Tuscany, don't fly into Rome. Fly into Florence or Pisa.
Right.
That would be the first piece of advice, if that's the only region you're going to go to. If you plan on seeing different parts of Italy, that may change. But if you're only going to stay in Tuscany, fly into Pisa or fly into Florence. That's the best piece of advice I can give you right now.
Right there, yeah. It's so much easier to access. And Florence is so easy to navigate in comparison to Rome.
Absolutely. So, you know, we were novice at this. We had huge groups with us, brothers and sisters-in-law. I had four children. You had three children going along. And we really organized something that we didn't use a travel agent. And I think we were scared. But at the end of it, it was very fulfilling, very rewarding. We learned a lot, and then we did it again, and then we did it again. And I think each time we gain knowledge with every trip that we take.
You know, and it's interesting that all of this really has hashed out of what was just a family vacation. And now it's something far more than that. It's about, like you said originally, Travis, it's about the culture. It's about getting back to some place where family counts, where time seems to slow down, and you really don't worry about whether you're connected to the internet and whether you have all your electronic devices here as you do here in the States. It's a totally different culture.
And what I'm finding is there's so many people that love the culture and write about the culture. So over the course of time, as this podcast begins to develop, we're going to have people from Tuscany on this podcast. We're going to have authors who write about Tuscany on this podcast. We're going to have people in the travel industry on this podcast. I mean, don't you want to know when the best times to fly are? Don't you want to know when the cheapest times to fly are? We're going to have people from the villa industry. You and I are big proponents of villas. Doing our research, we found that if we were to stay in a hotel room, and we're not the type that want to travel on the cheap, but I think we need to get that across, is that if you're coming to this website, in this blog or this podcast, and say, how am I going to travel, you know, for the absolute cheapest, or how am I going to travel on $20 a day? We're not going to be your people.
That's not us.
That's not us. But I think what we have done is found affordable ways to go to Tuscany where it's not breaking the bank. It depends on the time of year you go. It also depends on what day of the week you travel and where you want to stay. But you and I are very big proponents of the villa concept, because we found that villas, whether they were ones that slept two, four, or even 15, like the one we stayed in, was a lot cheaper than staying in a hotel, should we say.
Absolutely. And you can really, what's interesting is you don't have to travel in an extravagant way in Tuscany. It's because the place itself is so extravagant. And just your eye, there's a million things to see and people watch and soak up the environment without having to stay in those fancy hotels. You certainly can do it, but why?
Now, I said that Pat and I are completely different travelers. We are, but we're good travel partners. And what I mean by that, I'm kind of a free spirit. I go to a place without an itinerary. The only thing I want to know is who I'm renting my car from and do I have a Garmin inside. You're a more detailed person in the fact that you're going to lay out probably almost every single day that you're there. You have certain things that you want to see. And that's where we're different. And I think that as the more we talk, the more you get to know us through these weekly podcasts, that you're going to find out, boy, Pat does certain things a certain way. I do things a completely different way, which I think brings a unique perspective. Because if you ask me what my favorite part about going to Tuscany is, it's the fact that I get to relax. I don't have to do anything. I can go to a cafe and I can sit there from 7 o'clock in the morning until noon and be totally satisfied, and then walk across the street and have some wine, some Pellegrino
gelato,
and then go have some gelato, then go back to the cafe and have some coffee. So that's kind of my ideal visit to Tuscany. And if I want to get up and go to a vineyard, or if I want to go to a town I haven't been to, if I want to go to a market, I'll do that. But I'm in no hurry. And it's such a different way of life than we experience here in the United States. You, on the other hand, you're into history. You like that little structured part of you.
Well, yeah, I'm a big history buff, and so it's just really hard for me to slow down and not go see some of those images that we see every day that flood our airwaves with what Tuscany is supposed to be. But what's interesting is that we complement each other. But the longer that I stay in Tuscany for each trip, towards the end of that, I start to slow down, and I don't want to leave the villa. And it takes a while. It takes a while to change that agenda. But once you're there and you start adapting and you start seeing how people relax and how they start their day, you can't help but absorb that.
What's your favorite part of Tuscany?
It has to be the people. The more people that we visit, it's so accommodating. They're so generous, and I don't think I felt like a tourist. It's just the food. What was your favorite? Your favorite meal?
My favorite meal.
Right.
I have so many favorite meals. I have so many favorite meals. It's hard to. I can tell you what my favorite restaurant is, and we'll reveal that at a later date. But it is in San Gimignano, outside the walls, and it's not one you're going to find in the guidebooks. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another unique perspective that we may be able to bring to this, is that the guidebooks are great, and guidebooks are just that. They're a guide. But we're going to encourage you to explore outside what you read in a book, because there's so many great small businesses and family-owned businesses that aren't hidden away that aren't in a guidebook, that you'll find. And a guidebook can point you in the right direction, but if you find a place that's unique and is hidden away, you'll find many, many treasures in Tuscany. It's just one of those things where I have so many favorite memories. I have so many favorite dishes. I have many favorite markets because they seem different every time we go. Mm-hmm. And, I've been in the walls of San Gimignano several times. And every time I go, even though that's probably one of the biggest, besides Florence, one of the biggest tourist attractions in Tuscany, especially for the hill towns, it is stuff changes every single time.
Well, that brings up, it's... Maybe I answered a little bit too quickly, but I think what happens here is in Tuscany, at least for me, I think for you, life changes.
Yeah.
And that's hard to describe, but when your life changes because of a place and a people, I don't know that you can say it's just the buildings or the food or the history or the rolling hills. It's all of that collectively. It changes the way you look at things. And when you come back to the States, I don't think you can help but be affected, and for a positive.
Yeah, you certainly don't look at architecture in the United States the same way as you do when you come back from Italy.
Oh, no. Everything looks so new here. Even things that are old here look
new. So, that's the plan. Hopefully we can do a podcast once a week, if not every 2 weeks. Promise you once a month. But our goal is to bring you informative content, have many guests, those who live in Tuscany, those who live outside of Tuscany, but those who bring a certain passion and a love for the region, because there's so much to share. And we'll even step outside the region. I know the website and the podcast is called Total Tuscany, but, the trips to Assisi are must-takes, trips to Bologna, to the Cinque Terre. There's so many different places to go just, outside the region that are even easily accessible on a day trip that are must-to-do. So, you've gotten to know Pat now, you've gotten to know me, and hopefully you'll be able to become a regular visitor to TotalTuscany.com. If you want any information, about Tuscany, have any questions about a trip that you want to take, feel free to email us, info@TuttleTuscany.com. For Pat Capagna, I'm Travis Justice. We'll talk to you next time on the Tuttle Tuscany Podcast.